Okay, today Be'ez Hashem will be beginning the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Ein ma'amidin behemo b'pudnuko shalov d'chavim. You're not allowed to leave your animal in a stable that's owned by an Ovid Chavim, because you have to be choshed that the Ovid Chavim is going to do sexual acts with your animal. A Jewish woman should never be alone with an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because you have to be choshed for arayos. A Jewish man shouldn't be alone with them, because they might murder you. They're chashud on murder. Now, when it comes to a woman, we're not as concerned about murder, not because we don't value the lives of women, we do, but because we assume that she'll be able to avoid murder just by offering her body instead, and therefore we're more concerned about the arayos when it comes to women. Bas Yisrael lo tiyal hiris oved chavim. Bas Yisrael should not be midwife for an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because she's helping a child be born to Avodah Zarah, that's going to worship Avodah Zarah. But you can have an Oved Chavim who works as a midwife for a Jewish woman. Bas Yisrael lo tanik benashal Oved Chavim. Bas Yisrael should not nurse the baby of an Avodah Zarah, because again, you're raising a child who's going to go and be Ovid Avodah Zara. But an Oved Chavim is allowed to nurse the child of a Jewish woman in the woman's actual house. That's going to be mutter. She can't nurse the baby in her own house, because then she might harm the child or murder the child, Rachman al-San. Mishnah Beis, Mistrapin Man Ripoy Mamun. You're allowed to get a medical treatment from an Oved Zara for your animals, of a low repo nefashos, but not for yourself, not for an actual physical illness that a human has. Vein mistapper man become lakum divra meir v'cham momrim perushas rab mutar of a low bein alveino. Rameir says you're never allowed to get a haircut, because you're worried that if from an ovid avod zar, because he'll just take the knife and he'll kill you. And the chum say that's only a problem privately, but perushas rabim, he's going to be afraid to commit murder in a very public place where he can so easily get caught. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that you should not put your animals in the stables of an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because he'll commit bestiality. A woman should not be alone with an Ovid Avodah Zarah, because he'll commit arayos. A man should not be alone, because he'll kill you. A Bas Yisrael should not help a woman who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah give birth, nor should she nurse the baby of an Ovid Avodah Zarah, but in the reverse, that's going to be mutter. Then in Mishnah Beis, we said that you're allowed to go to a veterinarian who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, but not to a doctor who's an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and we have a machlokas about getting haircuts. Rameir says you're never allowed to get haircuts from an Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Chum said in public places you can get haircuts, in private places you may not. I think that's what the Gemara says, that if you have a mirror, then that's okay. That's considered like a public place, because you'll catch him, you'll see if he's about to raise the knife to stab you. So that's why we have mirrors by barbershops. Okay, Ben Shem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel.